It's now 6 o'clock. We are here for Brookhaven Final Plan, project number 2024-0045. It is November 19th and it's 6 p.m. This is the post-submittal meeting after submitting a final plan. I have with me Liz Williams from Elm Street, and my name is Marilee Tortorelli. We have one guest right now, but a couple might show up later. I'm going to go through the checklist because there's certain things that we have to, you know, talk about. I want to make sure I hit everything so we don't have any issues. But anyway, we are required to have a community meeting. It's called a post-submittal community meeting within 45 days of submitting final plans in accordance with 17-2-107C. This one happened to be a difficult reason we're over here in the Settling Library is because we couldn't get the Russet Library because of the time of the year. And there's so many restrictions. We can only have it Monday through Thursday. We can only have it at 6 or 7. And if there's another meeting scheduled for the council person, we can't have it. There's like just all these restrictions. We even tried, calling the racetrack to try to get there. It was horrible. Pretty much after we submit finals, we have about 2 weeks to get this meeting scheduled, and it takes 28 days to get it scheduled. So that's why we're in this room. The project is now called Brookhaven. It was called Brock Bridge North when we submitted the sketch plan. Sketch plan was submitted over a year ago, 9/6/24, and was approved on 9/3/25. It is located on the west side of Brock Bridge, about 2,000 linear feet from the intersection from Whiskey Bottom, which is down off this page. I had these blown up so that people can actually see them because they're usually so small. The zoning is R10. The ownership is, there are two parcels, parcel 3, which is owned by the Resurrection of Our Lord Roman Catholic Congregation Incorporated. That's the actual existing church. And then parcel 4 is owned by St. Mary's Coptic Orthodox Church of Maryland Incorporated. So there's two current owners. It's a private property. There's no public land involved, and that the proposed ownership is Brockbridge North LC. And Liz is here representing them. Excuse me. The property is not in the critical area. Critical area is way, way far from here. We're on the western side of the county. And then I'm just going to walk through the existing features. The project's over 19 acres. We did a forest stand delineation, which was approved with the sketch plan. There are some priority woods in this back corner. Priority 1, that was stand B. Stand A is up front and so on. Priority 2. There are 9 specimen trees that range in health. It's actually quite a few. I think it's 3 poor and one bare. We tried to save as many as we could. There is a wetland, isolated wetland up in this northwest corner of the site. And so because of the wetland and all the specimen trees up there, that was sort of priority save area for us. So we worked around this, and we were able to get a modification, which I'll go into the modifications later, but we were able to get a modification to take out specimen tree 1 and 2 for the development, so we could cluster the development in the middle of the site. The topography on here is field surveyed. Our office, Morris and Ritchie, surveyed it. We also surveyed most of what you see from the church, the parking lot, the church, the septic cleanouts, and all that. There is, for the most part, the church is staying intact. There is one garage that will be just relocated because part of this development is providing more parking, which I'll go over when I get to the site plan. And they do have one little altar out in sort of in the woods that will be removed. But for the most part, all the structures are staying on the site. There are no steep slopes, and there is not a floodplain, whether a county floodplain or a FEMA floodplain. The wetlands that I talked about is a little less than an acre of wetlands within buffers. That's what you're seeing around it is the wetland buffer. specimen trees were identified by an environmental consultant. And as I said, we're removing two of those. The property's existing use is the church and then the forested area on all of parcel four and probably half of parcel three. The proposed use is we're doing all a mixture of townhouses. So it's 208 these simple lots, ranging with 47, 24 front loaded, which are along the edges of the property, 89, 20 foot rear loaded, which means there's an alley that they're serving and the fronts of the units are facing greens or the 24 foot units. And then 72, 16 foot rear loaded. So mix, you can kind of see it from here. The 16s are kind of central to the site and the 20s are up on the edges closer to the 24s, 24 foot units. You won't necessarily have to have a demolition permit. Anything that will be cleared and that one will alter, and the moving of the garage will be done with the grading permit that we'll have to have for the development of the site. I'm going to just grab my glasses real quick. I actually forgot to pull them out of my purse. So the technique that we used to develop this site, we worked a lot with the county on it, was we did try to cluster it in this location. Again, this was the priority one, woods with the specimen trees and the wetlands, and we retained all of that. But we also, because the railroad is on the west side of the site, we retained a large buffer that will be placed in a forest conservation easement permanently. We saved trees along the existing subdivision to the south. And then we're also, it's just hard to see from where you are, there are some dots on here that we're also adding reforestation. You can't see trees right now in the plan, but there will be trees all planted in all this area that is shown in the dotted hatch. We also have some reforestation for save along Brockbridge Road, and then this is a whole reforestation area here on Brockbridge Road. So ideally what we wanted to do was buffer the property from all, you know, railroad properties and even Brockbridge Road to provide a nice development. These are all fee simple, so I said 208, and then we are creating a 5-acre lot for the church, and so they'll be standalone. They maintain their access. Really the only thing that we're doing with the church, we are giving them extra parking, so we're adding all this parking at the back, west side of the site. When we're bringing water and sewer, because currently right now sewer ends at the southeast corner of the site, and so does water. So we're bringing both of those utilities into the property, and we will be providing connections to the church because they're currently on well and septic. And part of the utility, which I will go into a little bit more, is there will be a pump station, and it will be public that will, you know, send the sewer up to this manhole. The roads in the site, in the property, are private, so they don't really have right-of-ways. We are giving 0.76 acres of right-of-way to the county for Brockbridge Road. It's a little hard to see where you're at, but there's a blue line that is the new right-of-way line, and so it provides varies from like 80 to 100 feet in width. And that will be public, stay public. But once you get into our property and come in the entrance, they're all public roads that will be maintained by the HOA. They all are either 24 foot wide minimum, even the alleys, there was a change in code that required 24 feet. And then there are some areas, it's a little hard to see, but we have some parallel parking along the edges to provide more parking than required for the units. In those areas, the roads are 28 foot wide. We are required to have 30% of the site in open space, which is 7.2 acres. We are actually, and this is not counting right away, we're actually 13.7, so we are 57 over half the site will be maintained in open space, which is pretty good, considering this is R10. We have 208 acres, 208 lots, and the density allowed is 231. So really did a good job of, consolidating it into one area and saving church and providing connections. Stormwater management is being done in two ways. There is a stormwater management pond in this northwest corner, mostly providing quantity management. It's for the 10-year storm, but it will have a little bit of quality management. But most of the quality management on the site is provided by microbial retention facilities, and there are 18 of them all through the site. You can see them. They're like these little pools that are going to look deeper than 18 inches. We also landscape them so they, they'll look like a part of the development and the median development. But they're spread out depending on the grading. We have to go to the low areas, so we have them all over, and they ultimately tie into the outfall at the pond. And so that's pretty standard stormwater management for Anne Arundel County. The state requires the microbial, and because of the size and the drainage, we were required to also have a pond. The limited disturbance for the site, even though I know that site's 19, is 18.7. And that's because we do have off-site LOD. Besides the right-of-way that we're giving, we are part of the BPTA, which means Bicycle Pedestrian Transit Assessment, providing a sidewalk along the frontage. And it's all along sort of the right-of-way line because there is an existing ditch and there are some utility poles and everything. So we kept the sidewalk back off the edge of the road, so it follows all along there, crosses at our intersection with Canyon Camp Ranch and goes to the end of our property. We are also doing a left turn lane in. So if you come up here, this section here is a little bit of a widening, and then there will be a left turn, designated left turn into the site there. It's not a requirement. We weren't required to do any left turn lanes, but they opted to do it, feeling that it would be better for the development to actually have a left turn lane. And this road can be pretty busy. The sewer that serves the site is saying there's a manhole right here. It is an 8-inch gravity sewer that drains down to the south, down Rockridge Road, and ties into the sewer system. There's also a 12-inch water line that comes up and dead ends at a fire hydrant. We're bringing that 12-inch water line into our site, and then along the very front road of the development, along the front road, and then we are providing a stub. It's in this road. And we're bringing a stub right up to, we're stubbing up to Brockbridge and then running along the frontage of the church. So there will be a water line provided pretty much along the whole entire front of the property so that it can be extended in the future, to serve properties north of us. Because this is all the planned water service area and sewer service. Sewer's a little bit different story. We're kind of at the peak, so you can't really provide any sewer to the north, so that's why there is a pump station. So the way this is designed, all the sewer within this development is draining down to this pump station in 8-inch gravity sewer lines, and then a 4-inch main will come out of the pump station, come up along here, and then tie into this gravity sewer manhole at the corner of our site. So that the public water and sewer service to all the units. The schools for this area were approved. We tested for adequacy of public facility, which is APF, with the sketch plan. So there's a number of things. It's traffic, schools, outfall, fire, and water and sewer. And so we tested for all that, and all of that was found to be adequate. The schools that this development would go to is Maryland City Elementary, Mead Middle School, and Mead High School. As I was talking about the public water and the sewer, just a part of that is this is existing manhole for 1146 that we're tying into. We don't have, one of the requirements is if we have any environmental modifications or impacts we were able to not have any environmental. To Anne Arundel County, environmental is like a floodplain impact, a wetland impact, steep slopes, stream impacts. We don't have any of those impacts. We were able to retain all those. Now, forest and specimen trees is a modification also, but it's not considered an environmental modification. So this project already obtained 3 modifications. They were approved back in April and June. The first one was for, it's mod 17602A. It was for forest conservation. Anybody in Anne Arundel County that wants to take down forest has to get a modification to take down forest. You're just not allowed. It doesn't matter. It could be your house. You have to get a modification. As part of that, that modification was for clearing the forest. It was for taking these 2 trees down. And it was also for these couple retention areas. I think it's really just this one. Was a little bit smaller than the 10,000 square feet and 35 feet that's required. And but the county worked with us because we'd rather save existing trees and then add to them and reforest around them to get a better buffer up front. So they give us the modification to allow us to count that toward our forest conservation with all the reforestation around it. The second bond we got also on April 9th was for active recreation area. So Anne Arundel County has it's actually since changed in this project, the active rec number has gone down. But at the time, this one was required to have 2.39 acres of active recreation area. Active recreation area to Anne Arundel County is land that is ADA accessible, usually 5% or less, and it has to be set aside for the community to use. It's just land. So a lot of times what the county will do is will work with us as long as we can incorporate the recreation into the layout, which we have this green outline that you see. So we have a recreation. We have 3 recreation, 4, I'm sorry, recreation areas, 1 large one up front, a corridor between the fronts of units with paths and seating areas, and then a large recreation area over here by the stormwater management pond. And these are items that the developer is proposing, but playground, a sport court, a pavilion, trails, fire pits, and they've done this type of thing at other projects, and it just turns out really nice. And then we also have a dog park over here by the sewer pump station. And up front, there are some seating areas and trails for people to walk. So as part of the modification, the county is willing to allow the modification based on providing amenities because they wouldn't get the amenities otherwise. They would just get land. And so they see the benefit of giving a modification. We were providing 61%. 1.45 acres of what is required, so it's still a lot of recreation for the development, but at least the people now have some decent amenities that they can use, and everything's interconnected. Third modification that we got was that we received it in June 11, 25, and it was modification 17863, and that was for reforestation. The same requirements for reforestation is that they have to be 10,000 square feet or 35 feet wide. It used to be only 5,000, but that changed some time legislation with the state. So these 2 areas, this one is just shy of 10,000. They're both 35 feet, and I think the combined here might be just shy of 10,000. But again, the county worked with us to allow us to do reforestation. And the advantage of that over like just a landscape buffer is it's planted more heavily and it's put in an easement, so nobody can cut it down. So they have to maintain it. And so you'll have that buffer, you know, for the life of the, because forest conservation easements are in perpetuity and they run with the land, so they will have that, you know, that buffer there for the time that they're there. So as far as mitigation, when we ran our forest conservation numbers for the site, because a lot of it is wooded, we have a 6.77 acre reforestation requirement and a 0.32 acre mitigation requirement for taking the 2 trees down. So we are providing 1.34 acres of reforestation on site. That's a combination of, you know, these 3 areas that I've been pointing out, and then the rest of it will be done off site. Other items that you should be aware of is there this project is also participating in a road improvement down at Whiskey Bottom, putting in a turn lane. So the two projects, this one in Millstead, had gotten together to put that improvement in. And then I think I talked about the sidewalks. And the right turn. So I think that's all I had on my checklist. So if there was anything you wanted to talk about that I might have forgot, there's a lot of stuff. This, though, once this meeting is adjourned, what we will do, we've been recording it, and then we will upload the recording tomorrow morning, first thing. County doesn't let us forget, which is nice. They're always reminding us, you gotta upload this. And it'll go right onto their website, and anybody can then go to the website. They can make comments. There's a like little comment thing you can click, and then that's up for 14 days. Once those 14 days are over, we get notification. Actually, we get notification whenever a comment's made, and then we get notification when the time period closes, and then we will put together minutes of what's been talked about tonight, and also if we get any comments, they will be added to the minutes. And then we have to mail those out to everybody within 300 feet of the property and anybody who attends the meeting, so everybody will get those minutes.
Okay.
So if you want to go on, it's community meeting comments at annum88county.org. It's all one, community meeting comments at aacounty.org. So that's where you can go on and you can see the, you can hear the audio and also make your comments.
Okay. Can you see any of the other comments that people have made or?
That is a really good question. I've always been the receiver of them.
Yeah.
I never really have gone on to look for them. That's a good question. I'm sorry.
I was curious.
I'm going to have to ask
them. I wonder if anybody's made any comments to our property.
Oh, to Millstead?
Yeah.
We haven't gotten any notification after us. Actually, we sent the minutes out Monday, so we're good. We didn't get any.
Good. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Probably. Well, can't send off all these people. They might have a few.
Yeah, they were mostly concerned about buffers,
mm-hmm.
So we worked really hard. We actually pushed the units in. We saved and are replanting. Grading was a little bit of an issue. That's why we have more planting than saved. But this will all be saved. Plus, what you see landscaping wise is on top of all that. So we're required all these trees that you see on here,
mm-hmm.
And so those will also be planted and help with that buffer and any of the stormwater. Okay, well then I'm going to adjourn the meeting and turn off the audio. Thank you.
Thanks, Marley. That was easy.